Well, good evening, everybody. Hello. You're listening to Electronomia. Electronomia. Collide. This is our no copyright sound music. That way we can stream to YouTube, to Facebook, to Twitter. I'm not on Twitch anymore. DLive. And we also stream, of course, to our proprietary site called FakoTube. And thanks for joining. Monday, October 3rd, 2022. It's the Fakeologist Show. Do the show Sunday through Thursday. And no guests today. Tomorrow is the Vigilante Show, as far as I know. He'll be here. Wednesday, there's no guest. And Thursday, we'll be back with Tiago. I don't know if he has his power back, but things are calming down in that neck of the woods and in hurricane territory. Not too much on the agenda today. We'll just go through the website. We'll take your calls. We take calls via phone, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. On Skype, it's Fakeologist. I was going to call Lynn or Tell just to see what's going on. I don't have a lot to talk about tonight that I can think that might be interesting for her. Let me just bring up the FakoTube chat here. Make sure it's working. If you're in the FakoTube chat, say hello. This is probably the wrong. I think what I have to do is go to FakoTube, click on the live stream. And then here's the chat here. And I have to bring that up in a new tab. I have to do that every night. And this is, let's see, what room is this? Room 906, just what I thought. So let me just put in the date here. FAK626, the Fakeologist Show. You just go right into comments, actually. If I bring up my comments board here, I can see a couple comments here from Dars. Dars is a listener. Now you can make comments on the videos either now or after they come on. If you are in the chat room here, and I don't think anyone's in here right now, any chat you put in turns into a comment. So that's how that works. And here's our main page, as you know. I wanted to add Discord in here because the Discord's been hopping lately. Got a couple new voices on the Discord, and it makes it more interesting for the regulars. But, of course, the only way to get into the Discord is via the audio chat. So if you click on audio chat here, then it'll tell you what the audio chat is. And, okay. But we put the links here to join via Discord. If you click on Discord, then it shows you how to join. The only problem is we don't have the connect here on the main screen anymore. So if you click here, fake11.com/Discord, you will join the Discord room. Well, this is a little inaccurate right here. And when you get into the verified room, let me just see if my Discord is even open. You get into the intake room, then you type in @ and moderators, and then you make sure your voice is configured, and then you click on verify. And when you're in there, someone will come in to chat to you. But tonight was really busy. We had Vidara Lissette. We had Linda, Farce Value. And we also had An Ounce of Salt. We had Mism. We had Graphene Lemming. They're doing a lot of talk about graphene in all kinds of things, including the vaccine. So that was interesting. I guess I got to get off YouTube now. Goodbye, YouTube. All you YouTube listeners here. I think I kind of blew it. We'll see if this gets struck down because I used the V word. But I forgot to turn off YouTube. So there goes YouTube. And hopefully those people will find us on FakeoTube. Let's just see if the one word I use, vaccine, if it knocks off that video. That would be funny. But not surprising. So here we are back in the FakeoTube world without YouTube. I don't really have too many people that find me on YouTube, but that entry video, I'll leave it up for now and see what happens. Getting back to where I was. Anyway, so the Discord's super busy. We had some new voices, and make sure you have a listen here. We had Gary King, who's a drummer in France. We had Jim from Northern Ireland tell a tooth story. Just tons of stuff here. As a matter of fact, let me just, we had a five hours audio chat today. Wow. I got to save it. And who did we have on today? We had, Mism. Mism starts to talk. I'm going to save that. As soon as I'm done the show tonight, I will render the audio chat. You're going to have five more hours of free content, and you should find it interesting. So even if I only do half an hour today, you're going to get five more hours of other people talking that you might like. And if you want to participate, just go to the Discord here. Let me give also a shout out to the... I click on live show here, you are going to see that you can click on streams and you can click here to get the live stream of tonight's show. You click on here, it'll bring you to this page and you press
can
this.
Click here.
Okay, so that's me. You can just listen to audio and don't have to watch the video. But tonight looks like we got a regular listener from Ottawa who leaves his audio player on for days. I'm wondering if that's CSIS, Canadian Security Intelligence Service. We also have Redding, California. And we have two unidentified locations for some reason that I can't identify here. They don't give me, they just say United States. And actually, there's a map. I can click on this map here. And let's see if the map zooms in. Let's see if the map works. Because when you're looking at the audio stream, you can look at a map. And it looks like we got, someone in Idaho. That might be Rolt. And actually, let me play some feedback. Because somebody liked the Rolt show. Where I'm going to go into my archives here, and here's a message from SpeakPipe. You go to fakeologist.com/blog. On the right side, you should see SpeakPipe. Here it is, right here. And you can record a message, including a bumper. Let me play this message from Monica. Oops. Let's play it here.
Hi, Tim. It's Monica. Sorry about that. I accidentally double send my comment. So obviously just delete one of those. But anyway, that was a great interview. I really, really enjoyed that with, he calls himself Rolt, I think. But anyway, that was really excellent. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Well, that was cool. Well, I always like feedback, so that's great that she liked Rolt. And Rolt was an audio chatter. And we did a main show, and we also did an audio chat. That's right. So that's fantastic. and Redding, California, whoever you are, you're way in Northern California. That's pretty cool. And who else we got? So those are the two U.S. people. And Ottawa is here. And that's it. So you people are listening to the audio. Audio only. But many people show up here on the FACOTube. And now I'm just looking at comments here. I'm going to see how many people are looking on FACOTube now. Bring that up again. Tonight we have six people listening on FACOTube. Thank you, guys. Now, last night I did a different show. Didn't feel like sitting down and talking because I'm behind on all my research. I've had some personal things to attend to, so I haven't really been doing a lot of listening to other things to recommend to you. And I could even just do a show where I'm doing my research. But last night, what I did is I used a different program to stream an audio chat because I don't put all the audio chats on FACOTube. Now, I don't even know if I got this right, to be honest with you. So this is last night's show. And all I did was leave the FACOTube chat open. And let's see what happened.
Yeah. 2nd October 2022. And I
think halfway through the show, I screwed up and started playing something else.
Ab and Rick on the October 2nd, 2020.
So Ab and Rick and I usually come have a chat Sunday morning, which is his Sunday night. And I'm looking at the chat here on the video. And Dars from Ireland loved Rick. Yeah, Rick is full of knowledge. That's for sure. So that was a different experiment. So that's 172 people watched that. And even so, the idea was it was a replay, which is sort of what IPS does. And you can make comments on the replay. So all the comments show up here, or all the chats show up as comments. And I think I was talking about Jordan Peterson, how I don't really like the guy. He got all his fame by eschewing the new pronouns, which to me is just a real diversion. Yeah, it's annoying, but man, you're going to make a big story out of it. And then I said Jordan Peterson pushed the vaccine. And here he is here. Dar's left a couple links. You can leave links here. Let's just chill the week. Wow, 8 minutes.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks, and welcome to the Shill of the Week. Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks, and welcome to the Shill of the Week.
So Hugo is an interesting guy. Now it's funny, Dars left a link for Hugo Talks. That's kind of funny because I was listening to Sanity for Sweden and he was complaining about Hugo Talks into this morning show. He said that he thinks Hugo is too negative and he's pointing out all the shills, who are most of the people that are promoted. And you have to admit, I don't know why, but Jordan Peterson is definitely promoted. So he is at the top of the pops for most conservatives, and most people will refer him quite frequently to me. And he was pushing the vax, as you'll see here.
Jordan Peterson. Now, Jordan Peterson is a Canadian professor of psychology, clinical psychologist, YouTube personality and author. His profile was raised significantly a few years back when he got a lot of attention from the mainstream media by refusing to use gender-neutral pronouns. Him arguing against gender-neutral pronouns, that didn't work out very well, as they now have them on the side of packets of Frosties. Why is he a shill? Well, he's supposed to be an expert on communism, totalitarian regimes. And what, you expect me to believe he's not seen the totalitarian, draconian digital future that the elite psychos have planned for us coming around the corner? He's not seen this? Anyhow, then he became very popular online as someone who was telling it how it was, apparently, a cultural critic. And then he got sick for quite a long time. And then he returned back in public around Christmas time. And since then, he has said very little in regards to the jib-jab events going on. In fact, it's quite strange seeing that he's known for having an opinion on current news events, political events, psychological, sociological events happening in the world. And this is the biggest world event of his lifetime. And what? He's got nothing to say about it. If you were to look at his channel, there's not a mention of it. You'd think it was not happening at all. No mention of it in all those interviews with his BFF, Russell Brand, Stephen Fry, and Hollywood actors like Matthew McConaughey. But today, he did say something in his Q&A. Here's the clip.
But I don't think that it's obvious that what you're doing is wrong. It's obvious that it's really complicated. And so I would, my response to this is to suspend judgment for 6 months.
Anyway, that was June 5th. So that's an older video from Hugo Talks. But Sanity for Sweden was complaining that people were, or he said he's not listening to Hugo Talks anymore because all he does is talk about all the people that are before us. And I don't really listen to Hugo Talks all that much right now. But I do like him for the most part. So I should probably catch up on him. Any of you guys like Hugo Talks, just leave a note in the chat. And if there's any people that you think I should look at that I don't talk about, make sure you send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. I'd be happy to take a peek. There's always somebody I haven't heard from or heard about. And he's got a lot of content. I should probably subscribe to him. He has a blog as well, hugotalks.com, which is really smart. And it looks like he has comments on his blog too, which is great. And his blog is fast, faster than mine. All right. You see, he was complaining about GB News. Sandy for Sweden says he loves GB News. And I actually like Mark Stein from 20 years ago. But he's talking about GB News being probably controlled opposition as well.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks, and this video is called The Big Reveal, or something like that. Because from where I'm standing, it looks like to me this is happening right now. Stage two of the PSYOP, where the establishment start to allow the release of certain information where they go, oh, whoops. Looks like we might have made a mistake.
But he's smart to have his videos on here and also allow comments. So that's a really good idea. You have to be registered on his website, or is it all WordPress based? Let's see here. You leave a comment, then yeah, it's all based on your WordPress.com. So he's on WordPress.com. That's why it's so fast. Faster than mine. Mine's not on WordPress.com. So I like to look at these different blogs just to see how they set their things up. Social media links, so that's smart. He's on Gab. I don't know if Gab, do you think Gab is worth joining? I guess I already am on Gab. I'm just curious what people think of that, how many people are on there. I spend tons of time on Twitter. The page you're looking for isn't here. Wow. Check for save version. Maybe he doesn't even have a Gab account, or he hasn't updated it. That's kind of stupid. So I'm on Gab as well. And I don't really look at this at all. Truth be told, there's too many websites. Too many things to look at. Oh, here's my, I put September clues on here. Oh, one person liked it. Does it say who liked it? No. Does not. So you don't even get to see who likes it. So that's a disadvantage. Does it show how many people looked at it? No, not really. So I'm still a big fan of Twitter. And I guess you can't, I have 8 whole followers. Wow. And I have 447 Gabs. How did I do that? Why did I do that? Maybe they're auto posted. Oh, I guess I used to auto post to Gab. That's probably what I did. That's what happened. And that must have stopped. I was auto posting in 2020. Man, oh man. Look at these. Look at, does anyone remember 2020? And Marcus back then was doing monthly visits on the show. That's interesting. And we had lots of, Vernon Coleman on there. I'm sort of, it's funny how these guys are still talking, sort of drift in and out of following them. Lots of masks. Bill Gates. Crazy. It's crazy. That's over 2 years ago. Amazing. Amazing stuff. We had Tim Truth on the show. I don't even remember that. Where is this video? Does it even show up? Okay. Yeah, I guess Uncle Odd and I were doing many podcasts and broadcasts. So Tim Truth was pretty interesting.
Because I was just about ready to share with Tim, start down the path of
city on the Mediterranean, halfway off the East Coast.
I'm just stating it. Viruses are real.
Then it might.
Met people all across the world doing live streams, just having random people hop on.
Okay, there's Tim Truth. His audio was echoing. Don't ask me why. Okay, so that's interesting. Sometimes it's fun to go down memory lane there. Tunax, hello on the D-Live. The battlefield is Twitter. Yes, it is. Yeah, maybe I'll get Rambo. I could get Rambo for sure. You want to hear Rambo? I should reach out to him. I'll get Rambo on. If you want to, if any of you guys want to tag these guys, you can do that too. I know Rambo has a Twitter, so I'll have to find that and maybe hit him up. Okay, where was I here? Where was I? Well, again, here we have, so that's how you participate in audio chat. And let's see, under more, we have a couple other sub-blogs right here. Wow, Baller Skeptic blog. When's the last time I posted on that? We'll just pull that up real quick. It's not very quick. Wow. That last time was November 27th, 2021. Oh, even back then, this Mac Parhar died about a year ago. He was one of those vapors. And then Rob Skiba the month before. Wow. And why did I post that? I posted that on the wrong channel, on the wrong forum. My 9/11 picture, and then my Faco 2 video with Neil Armstrong. That was a good one. Did I post it twice? No. What's this one here?
All 3 Apollo 11 astronauts also resigned shortly after their return. On the 25th anniversary of the event in 1994, Neil Armstrong made a rare public appearance and held back tears as he spoke these brief cryptic remarks before the next generation of taxpayers as they toured the White House.
Today we have with us a group of students among America's best. To you, we say, we have only completed a beginning. We leave you much that is undone. There are great ideas undiscovered, breakthroughs available to those who can remove one of truth's protective layers.
Cryptic message from Neil Armstrong. I've played that many times. I always found that haunting there. Video unavailable. See, there's the problem with posting videos on YouTube. I don't even know what that's about. Lunar module, 2 foil sheets thick. Oh, that's no good. Here's another link that's no good. Talking about murder hornets. Oh, there. Oh, it is good. Okay, that's the IPS audio. That's pretty good. I don't know why it says it was not there. Yeah, some really old stuff. So that's the flatearth.fakeologist.com subblog. You can log in there and you can look at that too. We'll just go back. That was under more. And I do post quite a few times at moreab.fakeologist.com. This is my non-fakeologist blog where I put many of my things that are really nothing to do with media fakery. Highly recommend this thing. I watched this whole video on wokeism, which is, here's a video. I'll just show you real quick. Nothing to do with media fakery. Deconstructing Karen. Now, they couldn't get any network in the U.S. to play this, but of course in Canada we love this stuff. So they sold it, I guess, to CBC, our state broadcaster. It's actually a highly produced piece.
I do not want critical race theory taught to my children in school does not mean that I'm a racist, damn it.
We know he's not a racist, or all the other things the liberal media is trying to label him with.
When you look at what happened in the last refugee crisis in Europe, what has changed?
These are not refugees from Syria. These are refugees from Ukraine. These are Christians. They're white.
I cannot remember a time that I have not woken up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat. People are so unwilling to have the conversation.
So this is about white women that pay big bucks, $2,500 to eat dinner.
You have got.
And to be yelled at by two non-white women. And it's actually well done. It's completely annoying. And if you want to be aggravated, take a watch of it. That's just one of the things that I posted on moreab.fakeologist.com. It's the kind of thing I like to look at all kinds of controversial things and post stuff about geopolitics. I put a little Agenda 21 on here as well. Again, it's not really fakery related. So there's a little bit of a crossover. I've got the Great Reset column or category on here as well. Here's a story about mootness. A couple of applications were made to suspend or challenge the vaccine mandates. But because they've lifted many of the mandates, these challenges have been thrown out under the category of mootness. So it's a moot point that they do not have to finish the court case because the mandates have been thrown out. Even though the mandates have only been suspended, the court would not hear it under the idea of mootness. I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, so that is moreab.fakeologist.com. And I've been posting on here for just as long. September 2013 is when I separated, because I used to mix all my posts on one blog, and it got a little off topic a lot of the time, so I just separated the blogs, for better or for worse. So we'll go back here to, I don't get that many comments on here as well, by the way. Okay, so we can go back to my other sub-blog, which here it is, Shorts. This is my Twitter-like blog, where I'll put, if I don't feel like writing anything, I'll just put links. So here's a link to Eyes' Watching podcast. Great podcast, actually. Fantastic podcast. I put the odd meme on here, the odd YouTube video. Just miscellaneous stuff. So that's my Shorts blog, shorts.fakeologist.com. I've had that since 2016. Okay. FakeoTube, we have anyone hanging in on FakeoTube still? Let's go back to the comments. Oh, I see Dars is in the comments. Oh, Dars, you just came on. Who said viruses are real? Nobody here. Let's go back to some of the other comments here. Okay, so all these are from last night's show. All right, a lot of these comments are just show chats. Erwin liked the show with Tiago. Great show. Da, 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 da. Epic Souls, hello, you're in there too. It's a little harder to sort through the comments now that the chat turns into comments. All right, here. Back to FakeoTube here. FakeoTube is going great guns still. Thank you for all who are going there. I wanted to finish going through this guy's channel. This guy is named, I'm going to have him on eventually. Wow. All Roads Lead to Rome got 2,000 views. People like this view. People like this video. That's amazing. Now, how many views did he get on his channel, on his YouTube?
Version of the original word.
Only 284.
The shining one.
I guess he's hard to find.
Here is in the King James Version of the Bible, and a meaning, light bringer, is given to it. According to Madame Blavatsky, as I briefly spoke about, it is Pope Gregory the First that made a connection between Lucifer and Satan when interpreting the only appearing mention of Lucifer in the Old Testament from passage of Isaiah that says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning," which was a passage criticizing an Assyrian king. Whether the Pope had some insight about the esoteric nature of Lucifer or not, we cannot say. However, the result of that was polarization of the concept of God, and his antithesis has since been perceived in Lucifer. So, and interestingly enough, in the book of Revelation in the New Testament, I believe this is the New King James Version, so I am going to say something that is slightly different than what's on the screen, but still the same idea. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." We know that the morning star is Venus, which is also,
I don't know why these guys don't have any way to contact them. It seems crazy. But this guy's real smart, and I do want to have him on the show. Matt the Unseated obviously got way more views on FakeoTube than on his own channel, but I really recommend that you go through some of his stuff. Very interesting person. He had something to say about Chris Sky on his channel here.
Fundraiser. The LPS is aware of social media posts advertising an event and attempting to fundraise.
This is from last year.
Pretending to be LPS supported. This is not true. If you don't see it on our verified social media accounts, be wary. Oh, and the address that he's actually having people mail mail the money to is Sky Homes. That's awfully suspicious. MAD, Mothers Against Distancing. It's a group that Kris Jenner and Kellyanne Wolf started. I don't believe that she is their ex-friend, though. I think they are still friends. MAD is a not-for-profit corporation registered with the Government of Canada that claims to be a group of
parents. So this is another interesting thing he does, which I recommend. He puts show notes. No, actually, that I'm looking at it, there's a blog he recommended called The Platypus, which I've never heard of. And what do we got here? Anti-vaxxers. This is another critical website. The Platypus. Never heard of it. I don't know what it's about. Under anti-vaxxers. We'll have to take a peek at this. Another person that thinks all these guys are grifters. Well, they sure tell a lot of truth, but I'm not going to argue necessarily. He gets into a screaming match with Toronto rapper YG. And this is from August.
Why are you adding me in your fucking story rants that you're going on? Like I added you in anything. Yeah, you. Jaws. I'm talking to Jaws.
I posted the screenshot of a comment that somebody made, and they had basically quoted what the Reddit thing said.
So why you don't add me in your rants though? You seen me. I fucking seen you in the club, bro. There is no problem. I fucking made a fucking story with you.
When did I name you?
I don't know. You're tagging me in your shit. You're tagging fucking keeps all you're tagging me in all your rants. Don't involve me in your rants. Just relax yourself, dog.
First of all, you're not important enough.
I don't care for Jaws.
First of all,
you see what happened to Jaws and GoldenEye, right?
First of all, you're not even important enough for me to tag. That was my wife, and she was tagging you.
You are fucking tagging me. You are a waste.
That was my wife who runs my Instagram, and she was tagging you out of appreciation.
Tell your wife don't
tag me. How about buddy? Don't talk about me and don't ask me for a picture then if you don't want to get tagged, you fucking idiot. You're the one that asked me for a picture.
I fucking made the video with you and you're fucking making rants and try to clout chase off my name. Don't make rants.
I never mentioned you. I didn't mention you once.
You're goofy. Tell your wife
don't fucking tag me. I don't know who you are and you don't matter.
Your wife's a whore.
Your wife's a whore. No offense.
Your wife's a fucking ugly little whore.
I didn't care about what you said.
Her ugly little whore ass wife. To shut the fuck up and do not fuck attack.
Anyway, no substance there, just ad hominem. So, again, Kris is controversial. I have put many of his rants on my FakoTube platform because I think no one else summarizes it in the way he does. So, when I see these sites attacking the person and not the message, well, that's just getting everyone right off the topic. And Kris has been definitely talking about Agenda 21 and SDGs and digital IDs longer than just about anyone else that's still out there. So I'm not going to spend much time listening to this website. I don't know why I'll unsubscribe to that too. And they don't allow comments. So just goes to show you when they don't have an argument, they just attack the person. Yeah, Dars, I don't know what I was playing there. I'm not sure which one said viruses are real. Oh, that was probably maybe Jordan Peterson. That was the video maybe you sent me. Going back, so thank you, Monica, for that speak pipe. And here's a speak pipe from Gary King. It was strange. I get no speak pipes for a year, and then all of a sudden they start pouring in. So here's one.
Hey, this is Gary King here. I just wanted to thank you for
great audio quality, by the way.
Mentioning my chat with Mr. E, with Mark. It seems to be very difficult to get all this stuff promoted. I put them on my main drum website, which I put in the link in the description in my comment underneath this video, and my Telegram chat. And I actually follow Fakeologist I follow you guys on Telegram anyway, so I left you a note on there. But yeah, it's really difficult to, or I find it very, very difficult to get people to find pretty much anything that we're putting out. I do have a load on their tube on YouTube still, but I just as a test, I banged up the chat with Mark, with Mr. E, and they took it down in seconds, which I thought was hilarious. Especially as we really didn't get into too much, you know, with all the music stuff talk anyway. But anyway, I thought I'd leave you a message and see how this goes and see if it gets through to you. And thanks for all the hard work. Really appreciate it as well. And we're all part of the same team, aren't we? Something has to be done. So, yeah, keep up the good work. And thanks again.
Thank you, Gary King. And you can hear him on a bunch of our audio chats. And again, if you want to find them, go to the main page, click on podcasts, and then you will see audio chat as a separate stream. You can subscribe using all these different platforms to subscribe. And we got a Gary King here and Gary King here. We got two different podcasts with Gary King. And here's the Ecologist audio chat with Rolt that Monica liked. So that is where you can download and listen to all of this for free. No charge. I did say the phone numbers tonight. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. And also you can hit me up on Skype. If nobody calls in a couple minutes, I'm going to shut down for the evening because I'm not too, I don't have too much extra really to go through. One thing I always said I would do, I never do get to, is to read the latest comments. I always appreciate comments on the blog. If you want to read the latest comments, here's a whole page of them right here. Swooning Grace says on the Tiago show last week, I can't stand Facebook and got off it long ago, but if Tiago goes over to Gab, that would be great. And I also put a post on Alan Watt had a wife. And that was an interesting video. I put this on FakoTube mainly so people could click on it. And then, as I've always said, here is a link to the source. So that'll give you a link to the source of the video. Dars, you're in the chat, so maybe this will be my time to play your thing. If you don't mind me putting a link here, I have a mix I made as a tribute to Alan Watt. So maybe I'll play that. I'll click on this. Johnny Cash, what do you got here on SoundCloud? Let's see here.
Managing to hang on with your fingernails, Bob, to this idea of reality. Because we really are in an amazing system. A massive,
kind of a bit of echo on there on that, on this mix you created there. Interesting. It looks like, is it an hour and 10 minutes? Wow, that's a long mix. I'll just play a bit more.
Psychological warfare program. Unfortunately, most of the public are unaware of it.
Alan Watts' wife. I've been thinking for quite a long time about talking. I know a lot of people, most people in the world, don't know who is running Alan Watts' websites. They don't know what happened to Alan. And I am here to talk about that today. Since Alan died, I've communicated with people using the name Bev. Again, I have been in the mode of privacy for so long and caution, and I just stayed in that mode. And I really thought I was going to stay behind the scenes and not speak out, and that it would be fine for me to be just some anonymous Bev who was connected in some way, like a friend to the website, and just keep it vague. But, well, Alan always received a lot of email.
Kind of funny.
He heard from people all over the world in all different situations, some of them living, you know, on the...
This is Fortitude for Alan Watt with Love. Go find it on FakoTube. Check it out. And it's actually worth a listen. Who knew? I'm not a huge fan of Alan Watt, but he has been recommended to me, and he's been talking about what we talk about for 20 years. So it is worth dipping into the website a bit. Should try and get his wife on the show. The only problem is there's no comments allowed on any of his video platforms that she set up. She set him up on YouTube. She set him up on BitChute. And wow, we've had more hits.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
On FakoTube than she has on BitChute. So that's pretty cool. How about on YouTube? How many hits did she have? Yeah, she divided the video up, which is super annoying. I'm not sure why she did that. Maybe she only has a 15-minute upload limit on YouTube. But can I get a hold of her here about... See, why do people put up stuff with no way to contact them? No way to contact them at all. Seems crazy. That's the YouTube channel. So if you go here, you can go to Alan's website. Is there any way to contact her here? Messy website. I know it's all in HTML without any real formatting. But it looks like there's no way. Oh, wait, contact. Okay, so we got one there. We'll see if she wants to come on the show. Interview her. Play a little more of her. By the way, I like this mix. I might have to download it on my phone and play it going to work. But it's just funny. I'm looking on SoundCloud here, and there's no way to turn the volume down. Imagine that, a music site that plays audio, and you can't change the volume. At least this is the player. I don't see where you change the volume. How stupid is that? No, there's no way to change it. Even FakoTube, which is a video site, we have volume up and down, but not here. All right, guys. Well, it's about an hour into the show, and I think I'm going to cut it off. An hour is pretty good. Yeah, good work. I'll play a little more of that, Dars. Good job. Thanks. Yeah, send me anything you guys have that you think I'll be interested in. I'm at fakeologist.com. Remember, this show is donation-based, value for value. You pay whatever you think the show is worth, and it's easy to donate. No accounts needed for this donor box. Otherwise, thank you to the regular donors, Thalphalex, Ezza, Daniel, John R., Epic Souls, Leah, Pepper, Dirty Benny, Anders, Harvest Moon, Stratman, Waterman Chris, Go Find the Others, Bing, Gary, John, Simon. Thanks, everyone. Thanks to the one-time donors. I appreciate that. Gabriel B., I haven't seen you in a while. Maybe you're busy these days. But thank you guys for your donations. Tomorrow we should have Uncle Vigilante. And don't forget, anytime during the day, we could do a broadcast with anyone who wants to come into the audio chat. We'll play out with more of this Alan Watt tribute mix. And I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. And that'll be show note number one. Just to make it easy for you. And I guess I should put a link to Fortitude, which is from FakoTube. That's his wife talking. And yeah, I'm really behind in all my audios and videos because of, like I said, personal matters. Just doing a lot of personal stuff right now, but otherwise there'll be more maybe posted tomorrow. But there's lots of audio chats. I have to go render that now. So till then, we will talk to you next time. And here's a little more from Dars.